Okay, now we are going to comment about the articles that were published in the PHP classes blog on November. Okay, those are the actual articles. There are more articles, but those are about podcasts and the notable packages. But we are here just to focus on those articles that have more in-depth topics. Articles, which ones would you like to comment?
So, already ahead of you, I already shared my screen. And the first one is PHP user validation using event sequences. It's an article from Dave Smith. And basically, we have an authentication process where user provides something that only he knows, like a password usually. And so it's a user identification, like email or username, and his secret that he knows the password. And of course, it's only the first and most common step. There could be many authentication factors to use to authenticate your user. And one of them is discussed in this article, which is event sequence authentication method. So if you would want to compare it would be like opening a safe. You would need to enter numbers in correct combination. If you get at least one combination wrong in specific sequence, if you get at least one number wrong, then you still can't open it. So it's a similar here. This article describes how you can provide this secret path as it is defined, and that user needs to enter. And I think in the end it uses the author's secret URL path package to implement this structure of the authentication.
That is based on a package.
So
another article, but it was not yet published, but it will be soon.
So basically, this article provides the insight in authentication factors and describes what this package do and how to use it specifically. So if you want to implement it, then definitely check out the article how to do that. Okay.
This is similar. I don't know if you over here there is so much fraud in banks that when you go to an ATM machine, you have to enter not only your PIN, but also there is a sequence of letters that appears, and you need to type the sequence of letters correctly.
It's like a captcha or something?
Well, you can consider it a captcha, because if you don't know what is the secret sequence of letters, you won't guess it.
I haven't seen anything like that here.
Yeah, so over here you have like three passwords and and still there is fraud. And so this is similar to one technique that shows you like eight groups of letters, like each group has four letters, and when you pick each of the eight, even if there is somebody that is watching which one do you pick, it won't know the right sequence of letters, because each button has four letters for each option.
Yeah, I see.
So you may guess, but you may not.
You would need to see it, input it multiple times to.
Yeah, and probably not. It would take so many times for you to get it right. So this package reminded me that. The next article that I would like to comment, in reality, I already commented it in the PHP classes, the PHP, lately in PHP blog, but I'm going to repeat briefly. You can see it, right?
Yep.
So basically, this is just to tell that some modern practices in the PHP community are now better supported in PHP classes, but it tells you which are those. One is that there are PHP 7 only packages, and for that there is a category of in the site just for PHP 7 only packages. There are not many, but there are like 28, so it's good for given that PHP 7 is just 1 year. If you are not using PHP 7 yet, you can consider migrating. There is an article here in the site that we mentioned. Sorry, it's not this page. It's here. And in this article, it was mentioned and when PHP 7 was released. Anyway, that is just one aspect, but it also tells you about the declare strict types. If you are using PHP 7 only components, even if you are running PHP 7, you need to have declare strict types equal one in all files, including the file that includes the package that is that uses time printing and things like that. Or else type printing will not be enabled.
So it's only the type hinting would not be enabled, but it would parse code correctly even if I defined types in the code.
Yes, of course. It will not throw any exceptions or anything that would be
called. Yeah, I see.
If you want. So I see lots of people sending packages with for PHP 7, but they do not put the declare strict type. So the type hitting there will not cause your scripts to be halted if you do not pass the right types. Another thing that is not new because it came from PHP 5.4, which is traits, is getting more and more adoption. I see many and many packages that are implemented with traits, which is good because traits allows you what I call extreme reuse. Basically, it is the possibility of having a certain functionality added to a class that is totally unrelated. So this provides greater reuse, and there is a category just for packages about traits in PHP classes. There are like 30 packages with traits, which is great. Another thing also mentioned in this article is about the standard interfaces recommended by the FIG, the PHP Framework Interoperability Group. They have these PSR specifications, and many of them are about interfaces that define common functionality. So if you want, for instance, to do logging, there is a standard interface for logging. So if you use a package that implements a PSR interface for logging, if for some reason you are not able to use that package anymore because the author did not support it, you can move on to another package with the same interface. So in PHP classes, there is now a category for packages that implement PSR specifications. Not many yet, but hopefully there will be more in the future. Other than that, the site now is making it easy to submit packages from GitHub. You just need to paste the URL and that's it. The site will take care of all the steps. You no longer have to do it manually, like entering the names of the package, descriptions, and so on, because the site will be able to import it automatically from GitHub. If you want it to customize it, you can actually do this, but you can edit any things that you feel necessary after the import. Or if you want to add files manually or import from some other repository, not GitHub, you can also follow the traditional process. finally, one thing that I'd like to mention is that now the site search is giving more weight to packages that have been updated more recently. This is to encourage people to keep updating packages, and also for author, there are users that were like complaining, oh, I would like to be able to sort packages by the last update date. And several people are asking that. So I thought, well, if I change the parameters and give the last update date to a package that was updated more recently, it will eventually show first the more recent packages. Not necessarily the order, and there is even a screenshot here that shows that a package updated in September before another updated in October, but that is just one factor. The relevance of the description regarding the what keywords I've been using to search also counts. So there, it considers several factors. Now the last update date has more weight, but it's not the only weight. Finally, just to mention that, as you may notice, for a few weeks from now, there was an update of the site, mostly CSS, or changing CSS, not so much in the layout, but it was just to address or request some users to make it look more modern. I don't know if it looks more modern. What do you think, Arthur?
If by my modern, you mean more flattish? Like, well, design.
You tell me, because this one was done by Samuel Adeshina, and he shown interest to provide a more modern design, and I gave him freedom to decide whatever is more modern design. So you tell me, what do you think? Does this look more modern, or maybe not?
Oh, I'm definitely not the guy to ask for design advices. But yeah, I tend to note that lots of new websites, even in our company, we're redesigning all the user interface to make it more flattish. There is no more embossment, embodier, like more like 3D or stuff like that. Buttons, it's all flat. It's all like one single color, maybe a couple of gradients somewhere and stuff like that. But I know that it's a tendency, and yes, I guess it kind of represents that tendency.
Yeah, but for you, it doesn't make a difference, or does it?
Yeah, no, it doesn't. I could use the old website, I can use the new website.
Well, one complaint that I got right after changing this design is that somebody, oh, I don't know where is how to register, because he went to the login page and wanted to register. I don't know how to register. Well, but there is a link there to register. And what I figure is that since the underline on the links was removed, people were no longer recognizing what is a link, what is not a link.
True, that could be true.
So what was changed here? Well, if you over a link, it will show the underline. But when you remove it, it will just show some dotted lines in the border, just to make it look different. So it's not the traditional underline, but at the same time, it will not be hard for people to recognize that it is different. Anyway, that is just a detail, not really, really about PHP, mostly about PHP classes, apart from those details of the things that people are using more, like PHP 7 and traits and well, what we have been commenting. So what's next?
Okay, next is best PHP IDE comparison. So I don't know, I think that IDEs for weakly typed languages, especially PHP and JavaScript, was always kind of a hard topic, really, because, I don't know, they always seem to be lacking all the stuff that strongly typed languages have in IDEs and stuff like that. And I remember my first one was actually won in PHP Classes Innovation Awards. It was VS.php, so an add-in for Visual Studio for PHP, and it was kind of great. I think it was 2009 or 2010 when I got it from PHP Classes, a long time ago. Yes, and since then there is many new things came out and many new possibilities. And in this article, the Dave Smith, the author, outlines them and compares different currently available PHP IDs by different criteria that he got. So I think most of them even are available with Innovation Award prizes here, right?
Yeah. Exactly, and that one VSPHP for, I don't know if it's still being developed. I think it was stopped in 2013, but it would allow you to use Visual Studio.
Yeah,
Visual Studio is very popular on Windows,
and but very heavy.
And yes, but indeed, but did not have native support for PHP. So now there is PHP tools or Visual Studio, which is a different plugin that allows you to turn your Visual Studio into an IDE for PHP. And it even has free demo version that you can use with the Visual Studio Community editions, which are also free.
Yeah,
and you can try it, and if you like, you can buy it to take full advantage of its features.
So you can see here, these are the table of the comparisons of the versions, release dates, licenses, and what which PHP versions are supported, and even what debuggers are used. And of course, you can divide them for which platforms they are available. I'm more interested in Windows, some are interested in Mac or Linux. And here is the feature comparison. So autocomplete, highlighting, I think that would be a must to everyone. They see that basically everyone has everything except NewQuite, which does not have some features. Oh yeah, okay, CodeLob does not have refactoring as well. But yeah, you can go and check everything here and even version control support and what other languages, because probably if you're a PHP developer, you're also a web developer and do some front end and other stuff. Oh, even hack support. Interesting. But NewQuite supports hack.
Yeah, so because NewQuite is from Facebook.
Oh,
it's actually a plugin for Atom.
I see. Okay.
So that's why that's the only one.
So that's really great comparisons on really different criteria. And
So the idea of this article is not to tell you what is the best, but rather to help you to decide what is the best for you. So it just compares features side by side. So you can determine if it's good for you or not.
Yes. So if you are looking for a PHPD, I think that this is the best article probably out there on the internet that would allow you to select one for you.
Yes, and the idea is to actually provide a new type of articles. You'll probably see more, as I'm going to mention ahead, about topics that need to be updated over time because they change. For instance, PHP IDEs, there's a list of PHP IDEs. There's a page of PHP IDEs in Wikipedia, but it's updated, lists lots of IDEs that are no longer being supported. It does not compare features side by side except for the free ones, because probably Wikipedia does not want to benefit commercial interests. But people are interested in commercial IDEs. So this article was done in collaboration with the commercial IDE providers. They were contacted and they revised the list of features to make it accurate as possible. And they were also nice because they even provided discount coupons. Some of them, not all of them, but some of them provide discount coupons because lots of people are looking for either free versions or versions that they can save some money. So they are also looking for coupons.
Here they are.
Yes, and I think I don't know if you mentioned the framework support.
Yeah, there was also the table that
JavaScript libraries, and I guess that is the most important. There are some unusual features that maybe some only a specific IDE provides. So there is a section called other features that was with the information provided by the vendors. There is also this section on tutorials about each IDE and tutorials that were published in people's site. They probably others probably have tutorials in their own site. And there is also information where to get free versions, even if they are limited trials, and where to buy if you want to actually buy these things, as well some discount coupons. Over time, this article will be updated as there are new versions. There are already a few updates with some information, especially those that were updated recently because PHP 7.1. But okay. Anyway, now it's my turn just to comment on another article that is interesting. I thought I've written this article because I noticed there are many people that are looking for downloader scripts.
Don't forget to share your screen.
I was not sharing the screen.
No.
Oh, damn. Why I was talking? Could have warned me before.
You were sharing your face, so that's also counts for something.
Yeah, because I was scrolling over the other article. Now people were not aware what I was telling. Okay, never mind. So this article here, it was written because I noticed there are many people that searching for download scripts that can download videos from YouTube. And since YouTube has been changing things over the years, there are things that are not working anymore with scripts. So since there are a few packages that can do it, this article mentions those packages. But it also tells people that, in general, YouTube does not want you to download YouTube videos, unless you may be a paying subscriber of the YouTube Red, which is a subscription service that provides some benefits, including downloading videos, so you can watch them offline. But, you know, people still want to access things. Sometimes they do not even want to violate any rules of YouTube. Sometimes they just want to get a copy of their own videos, and if they have their many videos on their channel, on their channels, into using the YouTube interface to download one video at a time may be very tedious. So there are other aspects in this article that cover how you can get the whole list of videos of your channel and how to convert videos to MP4 or MP3. And there is also some information, because there are packages to do this, how to search YouTube to find movie trailers of different years. And there is a package for this. And if you want to know more about movies, there is also the possibility to search for those movies in IMDb using an API. So this is basically what this article does. If there are changes, if there are news, this article will also be updated, just like the one about PHP IDEs.
Okay. So the next article is about analyzing site attacks with the PHP Web Application Firewall Proxy. Well, such a long name. This article was written by Roman Schneer from Israel. And basically, it's about a package, PHP Web Application Firewall, which works as a proxy script. So all requests that come to your website would come through this script, and it would log and all of them, and you can whitelist some requests which took precise log and stuff like that, and block. Here I think author shares even his own experience with it, that he noticed he was getting some strange requests coming from specific IP address and the contents of the requests and stuff like that, but he knows, well, can just block them and they would never reach his site or scripts specifically.
This article is about the package that acts as a firewall. So before it passes the execution of each page script, it does some filtering, and it does a sort of a training mode, one which it captures the list of URLs that are being requested, and you notice that there is an image here, let me share, that it shows that there are many requests apparently for WordPress. So it seems that it was possible, possibly an attempt to attack a WordPress site because it accesses many URLs typically of WordPress. And what the idea is that you only allow pass requests that are really for your application. So you can configure this firewall to block other types of requests. So instead of filtering, like, oh, filter all the requests from this IP address, it just filters requests to probably somebody that is sending requests to attempt to exploit a wall in your site. But as the author said, he is not using WordPress, he's using Gallery too. So it is interesting to notice that there are probably scripts to try to exploit holes. And these holes
are mostly WordPress holes.
Not necessarily, but, well, I don't know if there is includes .php in WordPress. Probably this is to attack some vulnerable application that they know. Okay. I guess that's the idea of this package. Actually, it was even nominated for the Innovation Award, and the author also picked an elephant.
Okay.
Okay, well, with this, we reach the end of this PHP Articles report. Next month, we have more on the current month PHP articles that are being released. So on my behalf, that is all for now. Bye.
Bye.